Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
I don't want to do the podcast.
Yes, you do, Danny. Welcome to BigSoftTitty.png.
I'm so uncomfortable.
So, to sum up how you are sitting right now, you have you're sitting on the couch side saddle, I would say. You're curled up in something like a ball. The cat is on top of you, and because you a few days ago took one of the mic arms that we use off of the desk and then did not see fit to replace it because, and I think I'm quoting you here, there were too many cables, despite it not being a problem at any point up to this
point. It was always a problem. I just decided to take initiative.
Yeah, and so you just took one of the mic arms off the desk and put it, and let me see if I'm remembering correctly here, on the floor, where it stayed until today when I realized that there was one less mic arm than we needed.
Took you long enough.
And so now you're just cradling a mic arm on the couch with the cat resting firmly on top of you.
He's drooling on me.
Yeah. So you're really in a hell of your own making.
I didn't make it.
Okay, you designed it, I guess.
I designed it.
You put all the pieces in motion.
I'm the architect.
Yes. Ergo, remember that guy? Remember that guy in his big white, Neo breaks in and he's like, Neo, welcome.
No.
As your prize for reaching the end of the Matrix, you get to hear me talk. I speak exclusively in words in the expensive versions of the dictionary.
Ergo. I swallowed all my words this morning, and this is the sound when I regurgitate the makeup.
I was made when a program that looked like Colonel Sanders had sex with a program that was a word of the day calendar. And now I'm the boss of everything or something.
Isn't Truman Show as well?
What do you mean by that, Danny?
Also, that's also a movie?
That is also a movie.
Where a guy gets to the end of a place that he didn't know he was in.
Yeah.
And
his prize is he gets to meet a guy.
His prize is his dad talks to him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's sliding all over
the cat
my
is
lap.
Lying back
he's
down.
Slipping and sliding and clawing and gliding.
Yeah. It's really good being the surface on which he digs his claws into to stop himself sliding off because he's so fat and his fur is so soft that he just has no friction. We love that cat. We love our cat so much. Dammy, you're down in the dumps. Before this, we were watching what a fun way to trivialize your
depression,
feelings.
Yeah.
Hey, you're feeling a little bit blue. Anyway, now, do my eyes deceive me or do I spot following behind you the black pupper?
Yes. That dark doggo treads on my shadow lightly, but with great weight that I feel every step of.
Oh, the hound has risen again. And
bork, 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 says the black pupper. I want to give him scritchums on his noggy nog.
Oh, much ennui. Dread.
Such cry.
We got
much woof.
we were watching Twilight before, and an event happened. Sorry, I mean, we were watching, of course, Twilight Eclipse, one of the best films in the Twilight film franchise.
One of the third films in the Twilight franchise.
Among the thirdest films that the Twilight film franchise has to offer.
One of the middliest films.
Of the five films in the Twilight franchise, Twilight Eclipse, the third film, could be debated to be the middle.
The middlest.
The middlest film. The Travis.
Oh, you might as well call this movie Malcolm! There's that energy we all wanted.
Yeah, the same feeling, but a little bit louder for a second.
Yeah.
So it's good to see that even in the depths of your depression, you remain impossible to edit. We were watching that movie, and at one point, Edward and Bella had the house to themselves. And the feeling was that they were going to make love.
That's what Bella wanted to do.
Bella really wanted. And they were making out in bed. And Edward, because he is a Christian vampire. Is it Christian or is it just like conservative?
I think he's just old.
Unlabeled, old-timey conservative.
He's like fucking 97, I think.
Because he's not even going to go to heaven because he doesn't have a soul. Yeah, he's not even going to saddle up and ride into Pussytown.
Hey, that's a fucking good point. Why doesn't he just eat her out?
Why didn't he just finger her?
Why doesn't he just blast that cooch?
Yeah. Huh? Why doesn't he do any of that? I guess maybe he doesn't want to do anything. Maybe he's scared of human pussies and he's only used to vampire pussies.
Maybe, you know?
Let's bail out of this one. But then he says to Bella,
They're making out.
Yeah, you go ahead.
They're making out, and he's like, "Stop trying to take your clothes off." And I would immediately commit suicide.
Immediately. As soon as he said that. Yeah, he would look down at his hands and see a dust outline of me and the sound of a window breaking as I hurled myself through. Imagine making out with someone and they're just like, "Stop trying to take your clothes off." Because A, you're not succeeding in getting your clothes off. And B, even if you did, they would be trying to put them back on.
I once went to a boyfriend's house and he like went into I was like, I don't know, like 15 or something. I was at his house and he was like, he made me watch Hellboy. And then he put his face like really close to my, like he leaned in. It was clearly like, and then I was like, okay. And I kissed him and he was like, "I wasn't going to kiss you." And I immediately stood up and walked home. It's like a 2-hour walk home.
Just wanted to look.
I wasn't going to kiss you. All right.
That's brutal.
Well, how about you fuck off?
What was he going to do? Just having a look?
He was just tricking me. He just wanted to be a dick.
He's pranking you.
It's a fun prank.
Yeah.
It's a funny, good prank.
The best thing to do, I find,
your mum's still inside smoking weed, listening to Bob Marley. Cool. Thanks, Stevie. His name was Stevie.
It's so funny to me that people actually do listen to Bob Marley when they smoke weed. That seems like a something that is so beginner-level stoner that it means that the weed hit you so hard that you couldn't even have the energy to figure out what stuff you liked more than that.
It's like you went fishing and you brought a Big Mouth Billy Bass to listen to the whole time you're there.
And Big Mouth Billy Bass, that guy, I hope this isn't like something weird to say, but he really taught me it was okay to be weird.
Actually, he was really problematic, Dom.
What?
You need to take that back.
Oh, okay. I guess I can kind of understand that.
Yeah, Big Mouth Billy Bass was an abuser, so.
Right. Well, to me, I can separate the fish from the art.
Yeah.
So to me, I'll still always have his music.
You're gonna separate the fish from the art?
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that. He won't work.
Yeah, if you take the plaque off him, that's where his batteries live.
I think I told you about the time I'm pretty sure I told you about the time that I bought a Big Mouth Billy Bass from a Savers and I went to take it home and it wouldn't stop singing. And I took the batteries out and it kept singing.
That is a nightmare.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
It got to the point where it was like it was running out of batteries and it was like, "Don't worry. I just threw it in the trash." I can't walk on with this.
Yeah, right.
It's singing.
That's a much less successful Chucky, where instead of being able to put his soul into a good guy, Chucky is only able to put his soul into a big mouth Billy Bass. Just turning his head every which way.
We've been watching the Child's Play movies.
Big fan.
Let me tell you, anything but. A lot of murder.
Huh?
Anything but Child's
anything
Play.
Oh, anything but Child's Play.
Yeah, anything but.
Yeah, if I could have my go at that franchise, I'd probably call it something like The Little Freak.
I'd call it something like The Nasty Doll.
Yeah. And while we're at this, I think there's a real case to be made for renaming the Mission Impossible movies to The Guy Does It.
I would call it Man Chandelier.
Because they lower him down on the thing in every movie.
Yeah.
In every movie, they've still clearly retained the patent and the prop of lowering Tom Cruise down a shaft.
So. Oh, hey, you still got that mandolier? Yeah.
Hello. Even in Mission Impossible.
It's me, Tom Cruise.
Even in Mission Impossible.
Put the light bulb in my mouth. We use Tom Cruise as a light bulb potato. We put a light bulb and some toothpicks in Tom Cruise. Yeah. And he turns on the light.
He's got the charisma. I truly think that if
he's got the charisma.
He's got the charisma.
Famously,
he has all the charisma of Tom Cruise, which is, of course, the charisma. He has so much charisma that if you put a light bulb in his mouth, he would be able to convincingly light it up.
Yeah.
I believe it. That smile can light up a room. I'm sure his mouth can do it as well.
He's so short.
He's so little.
He's so short and he's got a middle tooth.
Mm.
You seen the middle tooth?
Yeah, he has like his front tooth is the largest. And I know that's a weird phrase to hear.
His one like, front tooth.
Yeah, he has one front tooth. It's like much. It's the exact
center of his mouth. It's crazy.
So good.
It's cruisy. I'm so sad.
I got some stuff here, Demi.
Oh.
I went on.
Is it going to fix me?
No. God, no. It's not going to do that.
Okay.
What would at this point?
Okay.
I mean, we've tried nothing. That hasn't worked. Yeah. So I guess we've just got to last it out.
I tried to get in the Zoom call for my stepdad's funeral the other day and the link was broken. Sorry, dude. Maybe next time.
Yeah. You clicking the link again and again. Yeah. Your sparkler slowly fizzing down. Nothing to do but cross the name off the long list. Oh, God. So fucking bleak.
Yeah.
But, you know what? In a...
Bleak.
Okay.
Bleak.
Great.
Bleak.
That's good.
What you been looking at, Tom?
All right. What I've been looking at, Demi, this is more startup shit. This is from the Share Your Startup thread on the startup subreddit. These are some of the examples that the people have put forward as the businesses that they've started and are looking for help in. You keep looking at the cat, huh?
Just like melted all over me.
Yeah, he's relaxed enough that he's formed a sweet puddle of David. He's so fat, and you don't realize how fat he is because most of the time we see him, he's in motion or holding himself up. But yeah. Right now, he's
a fat boy.
Literally let himself go.
Yeah,
and he's like dripping down you.
Yeah,
this startup is called Helden. Its location is in Amsterdam.
Helden,
yes. Here's the pitch. Find the forgotten, and these have two asterisks either side of them when I say them like this. Heroes hiding
asterisks?
In your contacts. So it's supposed to emphasize it. I'm not sure what they're going for.
Okay.
Find the forgotten heroes hiding in your contacts. That's the pitch of this.
Maybe, like, if you get to the end of the page, because they've got asterisks on either side of heroes, there'll be an explanation of what an H is and what an S is.
Hey, we thought you might be wondering what these shapes are. Well, never fear. And the other asterisks are to explain what an asterisk is and how to use them to get around and navigate a page. When you see this, you'll want to check down, though a star may make you want to look up at the sky.
Maybe it's censorship. Maybe it originally said, ever wanted to know what your cunt heroes piss?
Have I told you when I loved Garfield growing up?
Yeah.
That's obvious.
That's so
still my favorite comic. So taught me how to be weird.
Well, Garfield did blackface. So.
Anyway, this Garfield.
I colored him in.
This Garfield, what a guy. But I'll say this. Sometimes there was a Garfield comic that featured the old
dog cum
standby of there is one comic where Jim Davis is clearly drawn John Arbuckle drinking dog cum. Yes. He's he drinks a big glass of something and Liz congratulates him on the batch of puppies he's expecting. Jim Davis has tried to walk that back by saying it's a dog fertility aid and not just dog cum, I believe.
What do you mean?
He's like he means a dog aphrodisiac or a dog. No, not dog aphrodisiac, but like something to encourage fertility in dogs.
And they thought the best way to get the dog to drink it was put it in a human glass.
Yep. Whereas usually, like, even
it's
in this
dog
scenario,
cum.
In the best case scenario reading of this, it's dog cum that Liz has left out because she just didn't have any other mugs clean. Yeah, and then the worst case is, like, she's going to be angry at him for drinking all that delicious dog cum and not savoring it.
Yeah. It's a sipping dog cum.
Anyway, the
oh my god, I'm so sad. Nothing can take it away. I have such fun with you. I'm so in love with you and I'm still so depressed.
You know what's interesting is actually a lot of dog cum aficionados use dog cum rocks, which are like a cold rock so it doesn't dilute the dog cum.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, dog cum taught me how to be weird.
The strip that I read, I can't remember what it was. I think it was like a...
You can read.
Well, I could. I don't know. I haven't really checked in recently.
You got a bonk on the head?
Yeah.
You got a bonk on the head? All the letters fell out?
Uh-huh. Now I don't freaking know what's going on. It's all just lines to me, baby.
You want to write letters to Santa this year?
No. I don't want to do anything other than the bare minimum of what I have to do, usually as a rule.
Huh.
Like, do you want to write letters to Santa this year?
Yeah, and I'm going to leave them at your parents' house. I'm going to leave them at your rich parents' house. And they'll just be like, well, the girl's simple, but we simply must buy her a PlayStation 5. You like that read of your parents?
Yeah, my parents adore my simple girlfriend.
Tom, the dolt that you live with, how is she?
Mind of a child, ass of a truck. You wouldn't believe this lady.
Big, big ass. Big, big ass.
Oh, my God.
I love this big ass of mine. Fun to sit on. Yeah. You've been better to shit from.
Oh, my God. This ass, let me tell you, you sit on it about 3 seconds earlier than you would with a regulation size ass. This thing is designed to hit the ground.
Yeah, I gotta use one of those ass bras before I put on my undies.
So
push-up undies. Just keep them contained, you know?
Yeah.
Like you get a sports bra. I got sport tush holsters.
I've got you wear a corset, but just to hold the cheeks in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you ratchet it up.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's not the only whale bone that's near my ass. I think in that scenario, I'm fucking a whale.
Okay.
Oh, man.
The Garfield comic that I found had, like, one of those things where, you know when, like, there's swearing happening in a cartoon, a comic, they'll have, like,
different shapes that are, like,
triangle, skull, exclamation mark, you know, hash, and it's all drawn, like, you know, to show you know it. I was like, oh my God, this new Garfield strip is so funny. And my parents are like, oh, well, read it aloud. And I was like, all right, great. Well, it starts off with John saying, where is the remote? And Garfield saying, it's over there. And then John leaves and you hear from off panel, fucking goddamn shit. What the fuck is, I'm like 7 years old. Like, Tom, what are you doing? No, just don't read them. Like, but that's what that means. That's what it... No, don't.
That's so funny.
Anyway.
You always... It's so weird because you, like, throughout your life, like, they're your parents and you know them quite well, you would think, because you're related and you would have spent a lot of your time with them, and you still thought you could just yell fucking goddamn shit.
Yeah.
To your parents that you've known since you were zero.
Well, it's not me saying it, it's John.
It's John Arbuckle, yeah.
Okay, so I guess they're going to get John, who's an adult cartoonist, in trouble. Yeah. Good luck. Good freaking luck.
What if that was just like the one blind spot, like your parents would let you read anything in a Garfield comic? So you're like, you're saying like, all right, so the first panel, there's Garfield there, and standing next to Garfield is John Arbuckle. And right now he's wearing brown pants over his meaty cock. I can only assume, mother and father.
And then, like, so John's just wearing his usual clothes. Yeah. Obviously, the light blue button-up, we all know. Yeah. And then just over that meaty fucking throbbing member Garfield, yeah. God bless him, I envy him, is always only feet away from.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gracious. I mean, he's close enough to hear that thing thrum. Because for John's heart, which is puny, I mean, look at the guy. He hasn't never touched a workout in his life. For his heart to force blood to the end of that thing.
Oh.
Oh, my God. It's like shooting a red blood cell out of a cannon. Imagine a weedy kid trying to pass a basketball down the length of a football field. Yeah. That's John's heart trying to get blood to the tip of his cock. So it's never hard.
He should cut off an arm. Yeah. Use all that blood space for the cock, you know?
Let me tell you this. John could be a quadruple amputee. Mm. Still, the tip of that thing is going to be as soft, like just and as soft as an eyelid.
When I say that thing, I mean the throbby, meaty wang that he uses potentially to thrust into a pussy.
Yeah.
Mother and father, I'm seven.
Anyway, that's what's on John.
That's panel one.
Yeah. Oh, and John's off screen, by the way. I don't know if he's actually there, but Odie's there.
But there's a door in the background, and you'd think.
He's probably there laying pipe on that Liz. Ooh, what a tease that wonderful vet is, huh?
Is she a vet?
Yeah. That's why she has access to the dog cum. Because he's visiting her at work.
And well, she's might just got work at the dog jerk-off shop. Anything?
Yeah.
Hey, you think she might work at
the dog jerk-off shop's called. They're all out of you.
I'm a dog jerk-off?
Yeah.
Is that what you... What the fuck, Tom? She just fucking... No, listen to what you just fucking said to me. Your supposed friend.
I don't want to. I guess I'm apparently your freaking friend. I'm dating for 3 years.
Anyway. 3 years, is that what you think?
Who cares?
I don't.
Right? Like, I do care, but...
It's like, we can figure it out.
Yeah.
It's about three in a fucking bit.
This is from Amsterdam.
What is it from?
This is an app that helps you reconnect. This is called Helden, Demi. It's posted by Get Helden. H-E-L-D-E-N.
Ah.
Helden is an app that helps you reconnect with people in your contact lists you're particularly fond of, but do not talk to on a regular basis anymore. Think ex-colleagues you wish you could work with again, that friend of a friend you'd love to start a band with someday, or simply someone you'd love to hang out with sometime but haven't thought about in a while. On Helden, you categorize your entire phone's contact list as either heroes or normies.
Oh, no. This is how army people feel about others.
This is psychopathic. We then encourage you to reach out to your heroes to reconnect. If you label each other as hero, you join each other's crew. Mutual crew members can send each other messages. So.
Oh, my God. Anyway, don't you wish that the MySpace top 10 friends list was a utility?
But this is like, it's not even that, because it's the use case for it is specifically acquaintances that you were like, oh, that guy was cool.
This is like Tinder for your contact list.
Yeah.
This is so fucking psychotic.
I truly don't understand what the use case for this is, because it's basically, oh, I remember that I met someone cool once.
Yeah.
What would be great is if I had an app that they also had.
Yeah.
And that's key. And they and I indicated on the app that we think each other are cool.
I would get them to download the app and I would not make them a hero. I'd be like, oh, interesting. We can't message each other. That's crazy, isn't it?
You downloaded the app? Seems like a normie move. I don't think you're strong-spirited enough to hang with me, dude. That doesn't sound like hero shit to me.
This is like the idea for this app is actually this person going, hello, my idea for my new business is I don't have any friends.
Yep. And surely what I'm doing now is running my head through the Rolodex of the amount of people that I've met over the course of my life and thinking to myself, surely somewhere among there must be someone who I was meant to have a strong emotional bond with. However,
it's a numbers game.
Yeah.
I've already met them. I just need to find them again.
Yeah. So that's Heldon. Pretty cool.
That's fucking crazy.
This one is called... Which one do I want to do? I mean, there's so many good ones, you know.
The half moon is out. Tom's getting weird.
So I'm just going like... This is... oh, boy. This is supposed to buy...
Why did he drink the whole cup of dog cum?
I think he just shot it.
Why?
I don't know.
A psycho.
Guzzling.
What did he think it was again? What does he say?
I think he thinks it's coffee.
Gone off or something. Oh, coffee, yeah.
Yeah, wait. Dog cum Garfield strip. Ooh, and oh, Garfield's taken off his brow. I think I've said this before as well, but my favorite Garfield comic strip of all time. This is something that I from a collection I owned growing up of Garfield comics, and it was a three paneler, obviously, and it was maybe it was like an eight or nine paneler. No, it was a three paneler. It was Garfield sitting on the phone, and you could see a speech bubble coming from the phone, and the speech bubble said, "Hey, this is Jimmy's Pizza. We do delivery. We do pickup. We are home of the famous 12-foot pizza. What would you have? Hello?" And then the second panel is just the phone saying, "Hello? Hey, can I help you? Hello?" And the third panel, the phone's just still saying, "Hey, what pizza can I get you? Can I get you anything?" And Garfield is just saying, "I love you, Jimmy." But he's just doing the same face the whole way through, and it's that attentive, smiling face.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yes, I love you, Jimmy.
I love you, Jimmy.
Man, is Jim
just
Davis,
calling up a pizza place?
Like, Jim Davis is not... How did he, like, fall into sometimes being very funny?
I think genuinely it is a numbers game in that case. Because yeah. I think if you have to make stuff literally every single day for that many years, you're going to hit on at least some fucking good jokes.
Yeah.
You know, like, just by virtue
of... I
love you, Jimmy. That's so funny. So this Garfield strip is...
I drew you a Garfield shirt once.
That's right.
For Christmas.
Yeah, it's Garfield with a big realistic human foot.
But you can't, you don't see it in the beginning because people have looked at it and I made his little like face jowls. I made them green. Mm. It's like, you know, bootleg shirts and stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is funny. This is like, what if I gave him like, and then I drew him like just a big human shaped foot and you can't see it in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas shirt that I made you for Christmas.
It is indeed.
It says, "Merry Christmas from Gert."
The strip has John approaching Liz, who is touching Garfield. Liz is like around the chest and back. It looks like she's in the process of doing a vet inspection of Garfield.
Yeah, cat squeeze.
Yeah, squeezing that cat. And John says, in quotes, "Have a cup of coffee, John." And then in not quotes.
Wait, John's...
John is saying that, like being like, oh... Like, he walks up, he says, "Have a cup of coffee, John," and then says, "Well, why thanks, don't mind if I do."
Wait, so he's like, he's being like snarky?
He's just being, he thinks he's being cheeky and funny and being like, you know, obviously taking her whatever, her coffee, but like, you know, being cheeky about it. So it's like suave and funny.
Yeah, okay.
But instead, "Have a cup of coffee, John." "Why, thanks. Don't mind if I do." And he grabs it, raises it to his lips and takes a big swig. And the second panel is just Liz saying, "Congratulations, Mr. Arbuckle." And then the third panel is Liz saying, "You are going to give birth to a fine, healthy litter of puppies." And Garfield says, "I hate puppies."
How many jokes can he fit into one of these damn things?
So this is Davis's statement on it. On the farm, we used to give first calf heifers a high protein supplement to help them deliver healthier calves. The supplement was provided by our vet. Since Liz is a vet, I assumed that there would be a similar supplement for dogs. So John is drinking
a... It's called cum, Jim Davis.
So John is drinking a protein-enriched drink formulated for a pregnant dog.
No, he's not. He's drinking cum.
Yep.
It's, all right. It's a couple things. Did he look in the cup? Like, first of all, okay, does Liz keep dog cum in a coffee cup? Mm. That's one thing that I want to say. Second thing, did he not look in there to see whether it had any coffee or anything in it? If he did he not see the thick white coffee that he was about to drink and think that might be dog cum?
Maybe he was just like, damn, Liz a freak. Liz a freak drinking coffee like this, but if I love her, I gotta love every part of her.
Pour me a cup of that cum.
What, that was dog cum?
David! Fucking hell!
What happened? He was standing up.
He branched me on the leg with his fucking claws. He went to stand up and he was like, sorry, just fatten up over here. Just using all my weight on these four claws that are on your leg currently.
He's very good.
Yeah, I love him so much. Get off.
Here is another one, Demi. This is...
Oh my God! Ow! For fuck's sake!
He's really scratching up a storm,
fucking
huh?
I can't believe it. Just get up. He's clearly not, like, happy with where he's lying.
Uh-huh.
So why is he doing it?
I don't know. Maybe he's looking for something better, you know? This is on...
All right. No, he actually has to go.
Okay, he's go just... ahead. Pick him up.
I'll just turn him around.
Okay.
I don't want him to leave. I love you. Ouch. Okay.
This is by user French Fries Sydney. Actually, no. Let's do a... I want to do a different one. I'm going to do this one. This is by user Amir Rosenfeld, posted 1 month ago on Startup Ideas. Where's my stuff camera? How much time do you spend looking for a phone / remote control / car keys?
Why, upwards of 12 hours a day.
Oh, me? Well, since I was condemned to walk the earth forever for murdering my... You know what? I don't want to get into it. I've been searching for these things. The idea, a stationary camera is positioned in your living room / kitchen, possibly on the ceiling where it has a good field of view. Whenever you look for an object, you can ask vocally, where's my object? And get a vocal response, such as on the kitchen table or on the floor beneath the chair. So again, it's on the ceiling. So how it's seeing beneath the chair is anyone's guess.
Where's my love? Beep, boop, beep.
Where is my wife, who I used to ask where everything I owned was before I left the house? Outsourcing that knowledge to her.
Well, you put her brain inside me, the camera in your roof.
Very good. Hey, you weren't supposed to. Who moved that mirror under the camera so it could see itself? Become cognizant of what it is. For those of you who wonder, I'm aware of the technical challenges. And then goes to list them. Small object size. Difficulties of object detection.
There's no such thing as a small object.
Yep. Occlusions, etc. And there's also the concern about privacy. However, with increasingly popular home assistants, robots, e.g. Roomba, and security systems, I don't think this part will be a major hurdle. And then edit in all bold. I am aware of the technical difficulties. So,
oh man.
And then edit two. To clarify, due to doubts expressed in some comments, I am a machine learning and computer vision expert. I know extremely well what I'm talking about.
That's a fucking lie.
Yeah, guy being like...
Doesn't even know the name of his fucking job.
Hello, I am a computer eye guy. I would like to never forget a thing. Like, just fucking invent a pocket. You know,
yeah.
Like, what is this person doing and how often are they losing their things in such a complex way?
Yeah, just get bigger pockets. Just be like, hey, I made this big pocket.
Yeah.
He invented the handbag.
Okay, why don't we just normalize having a pouch?
Why can't we just have a pouch?
Right?
Tummy hole.
Like a strong kangaroo.
Like a strong kangaroo.
Strong, gorgeous
like a fucking
kangaroo.
Strong, jumpable kangaroo.
Yeah. Remember when you first found out how ripped kangaroos look?
It's really fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of pictures of very, very strong kangaroos, and they're all like strong, but then some of them are crazy strong.
Mm.
Do you think that robots can love?
Do I think that robots can love?
I think they could probably grow to have a soul or something approximating it.
I don't know. I mean, at that point...
Oh, Tom, life begins at conception, Walker. Understood.
I don't know. I think,
I don't know.
I was drinking water. I'm not allowed to drink water. I don't sound like that anymore. I drank water, so I don't sound like that. This sucks. I think that robots can't love, but what they can do is put together a car real quick. And honestly, come to think of it, if I had to choose between, and I mean this with no hurt in mind, Demi, but if I had to choose between our relationship and every feeling we have and the future we've built with each other.
Yes.
Or being a big metal arm that puts together cars.
The whole car or just one part of it?
One part.
I'm the wheel arm.
Yeah, you would have a lot more space to stretch out with Ben. Let me just say that much. Someone walks through that door.
And I'm like, hey, honey, you're just a big metal arm. You're still streaming Truck Simulator with your little hat on.
I'm waving side to side to welcome you home. Man, that would rule.
I can't tell whether he's waving or saying no.
Yeah.
Oh, he got fucking shitty with me then because I tried to hold his paw.
Oh.
He's all on me, scratching up all my shit, and I can't hold his little paw. He's like, ugh, get off.
Ugh.
God, leave me alone. Little shit.
He's a little shit.
I love him so much. He's sitting so weird. Can feel all over my leg where he scratched me. It's getting, like, inflamed.
Oh, no.
He scratched me on the lip the other week. You know about this, but this is for the listeners. I'm just doing something where I'm addressing you, but it's for the listeners' benefit. Yeah.
I think it would be weird to say this story and then be like, and Tom doesn't know, because that would be crazy.
So the cat doesn't scratch us. He's a wonderful, well-behaved boy. If we do something that he doesn't like touch his tummy too much, he will very, very gently bite us on the hand, like really gently and politely. But sometimes he'll like accidentally scratch us because I guess like they don't put their claws in as much when they're old, and we don't clip his claws because it sucks and it's mean. And he won't be able to fly if we do that. So he was like walking around on my face in the morning about a week ago, as he's wont to do.
Yeah.
Trying to wake me up, just kind of going, trying to wake me up, walking around on my face, walking on my titties, screaming.
Yep.
And he accidentally scritched the rim of my lip. That's the bit where it goes from like my regular skin color to my lip skin color.
I thought it was when he was sitting right by you. Maybe this is a different scratch he gave you on your face.
Oh, yeah.
But when he was sitting by you and he started scratching his ear, but he followed through on every hit and so just fucked you up.
That might have been it, actually.
So I remember that happening as
because,
well.
Because, yeah, he was sitting, like, on my chest and scratching his own ear, like, really going to town. And just fucking thwonked me right on my fucking lip.
Wait, sorry. Sorry to give a cliffhanger. Let's take a break here.
Oh, okay.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
All right, and we're back. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting to have a break in the episodes, and it makes putting the ad in later very difficult.
And then I said, that's not a refrigerator, that's my wife.
Yeah, so he fucked you up.
And that was the end of the story.
No, he scratched you.
No, I told the it. I just did it.
He scratched you and...
And
he gave you a pimple.
He gave me a pimple. So like 2 days later.
Fucked up nails?
I think it was just like he like put dirt or oil underneath my skin because it was a very shallow scratch. But I was just like, what the fuck? Is that like... Is it, can cat scratches, I don't get it. I went, actually, we should Google and see if it's ever happened to anybody else. I got a scratch from my cat and now I have a pimple.
Yeah, I will.
Do it.
Scratch.
I'll pad.
From cat gives. I'm so scared. I can't talk.
Anyone?
No.
Oh, I'm all alone.
But there's something called cat scratch disease, which is a, fucking cat scratch fever can happen when a person receives a bite, scratch, or lick from a cat that is infected with a bacteria. It does not cause severe complications usually, but it can lead to problems for people with a weak immune system. So that's kind of what's coming up whenever I search scratch from cat gives pimple. So
maybe I got cat scratch fever.
And the only cure is more cat scratch. Hey, I figure.
Yeah.
What do you think about this, Demi?
Okay, tell me it.
Tell me how you feel about hearing me say this combination of words.
All right, great.
All right, it's time for a regular segment, the Self-Suck Roundup.
Oh, dismayed.
Well, I'm going to put a theme here.
Okay.
I love these guys.
You going to make the theme?
Yeah.
Self-suck roundup, drinking my own nut, putting lips on my glands, I kiss wrong. I like to blow, but I won't leave home. I'll just bend over and lick own chode. Say it ain't so, do you think though? Does it feel better if I keep going on, 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 on,
on. Welcome to the Self-Suck Roundup.
This is a post from the Autofellatio subreddit by Callie Unbound 3 days ago. This is titled, Best Places to Suck?
The dick.
Well, okay, interesting.
That's the place that a lot of them really like defines. To suck.
Yeah, just from reading the rest of this thing, dude, you can't go wrong with the dick. But according to this guy, I've been self-sucking for a couple months now, but it's still hard to come. So, what are the most sensitive parts of the dick? So I can suck those and finally orgasm just by sucking.
Just the sides. You just want to get this, just to kind of suck on the sides.
What you want to be doing is using your dick like you're eating corn on the cob.
Yeah, and just kind of nibble your way around the sides. And that'll, if, as long as you're touching the sides, it should be fine, dude.
Yeah.
So yeah, get sucking, brother.
You want your dick to be hard enough and your teeth working hard enough that you want to sound like a scared character in a cartoon.
Yeah.
Teeth chattering off the hardened chitin of your cock.
It's a dick.
The other thing I have here.
What do you know if your dick started sucking you back?
I'd be scared.
You think?
If I started to get sucked into my dick, yeah, I'd be freaking spooked out.
What would you do if one day you were like taking a shit and you heard, you know that that bit in Little Shop of Horrors where Seymour doesn't know what the sound is and it's Audrey 2, the plant, going.
Yes.
In a pot in the corner. What would you do if you heard that and you looked down and your dick was just like hungry for blood? What if it was just going. Because it saw your finger that you got pricked by the rose. Darn rose, darn thorns, you know? And your dick's going like. And then you put just a couple of drops in there.
Yeah. Okay, so now you've taken away what I would do if I did it, because you're just kind of describing me doing something,
sort of
which is milking my bloody hand, much like when I used to
Audrey 2 dick.
Do the blood sugar tests for money at uni, yeah. I would prick my finger and then milk the finger into the plant.
Can we still do that? Can we go to the uni and see whether we can?
I mean, there's been better times to
just generally in the world.
Yeah, and I also think that I don't know that I've met someone less suited for a job where you get up at 8 a.m. and if you don't go, no one gets mad. But if you don't go to 6 sessions, then you don't get paid.
But yeah, but I could stay up till 8 a.m.
Right. Okay. So we're just going to put the kibosh on this right across the board.
I got a text today that was like, you want to try the COVID vaccine?
I got that.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
You want to go do it?
No.
Well, just one of us, because one of us has to live on to keep doing the podcast.
Yeah, so
like
maybe.
How the people with the good nose can't get on a plane, both of them. The smellers. The perfume smellers. You know?
What are you talking about?
Or maybe I could have said, like a football team can't get on the plane at the same time.
No.
But there's perfume smellers. There are ones with such good noses that they can't both be on the plane at the same time.
Because one of the things, I feel like the classic one of that is that the president and the vice president travel separately.
Not always. Sometimes they go for walks.
Yeah.
Probably together.
Okay, she doesn't even know that.
Maybe. Who's the vice president right now?
I don't fucking know, hey.
Pants?
Mike Pence? Is that
Pants?
It?
Pants? Seems like it's Pants,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
Mike Pants.
Mike Pants. Please, Mr. Pants is my father. Call me Pants.
Call me just Pants.
Just call me Pants.
Just call me Pants.
Pants by name, pants by nature.
Yeah. Pull me on your leggies.
Pull me up. Ah.
Mike Pence is constantly sucking on people's legs. I'm Mike Pants.
This is posted by user Tazen Zeus 5 days ago. What are some normal stretches you can do in public so it doesn't look like you are trying to suck your own dick?
Hmm.
So
like,
I don't know.
Like lunges?
Yeah. I think there's, yeah, as long as you're not working out specifically to suck your own dick, there's a whole bunch of these.
There's so many stretches.
But I'm getting the feeling that you're looking to reap the benefits. This guy's standing bolt upright and then just like lunging for his dick.
This guy is intentionally buying like a broken recliner lounge that folds you in half.
This guy is lying on his sofa bed and then asking his friends to pack it away. Oh my god. We watched just before a video that a guy had posted that was titled, "Well, it took a long time, but I finally mastered the art of sucking myself off while standing up."
Yeah, it was a really good video.
It's really great.
It was really good. We're not going to post it anywhere, but it's really good.
No, if you want it, you can find it.
You can
freak.
Find it. You ruin your own internet.
But basically, he looks like a question mark because his legs are completely straight. He starts off sucking himself off while sitting down on a bed.
I thought you meant morally.
Yeah, I look at him and I see no values.
I just see the Riddler's jacket.
I'm like, no, I don't know what this guy stands for. I look at him, I see the Joker, I see someone lost in the sea of chaos.
I'm a dog in a car. I can't stop chasing it.
I'm like a dog in a car. I'm having fun. I'm confused.
Yeah. Dead from the heat.
Dead from the heat. And I'm going up to heaven.
Bye-bye. We all go there.
The great thing about that video.
Do you think dogs in heaven catch their halos like frisbees and throw them to each other?
I think that's what the people in heaven do. That's why they give you a halo when you get up there.
So the dog can run back the halo to you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So and that's why you can store it no problem above your head.
So then what do the dogs have then that the people are meant to interact with? Like they take beautiful, shiny, golden shits that the people have to pick up?
They take delicious shits. Every dog shit in heaven tastes better than any food you've ever had on earth.
So you get to
fall down on your knees and just like.
Every dog shits ice cream in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not the bad stuff either. Sorry, Demi. Every dog shits gelato
heaven. Yeah. And sometimes like what's the fruit gelato that people can eat when they
sorbet.
Don't? Sorbet as well.
Yeah.
cats shit sorbet.
Yeah, there we go.
And all cats are girls.
Yeah, all the girl dogs, by which I mean cats. Yeah, it's all that.
Yes.
Thinking about one of those, like, you know, that type of person that's like, okay, I'm a silenced academic, barred from speaking in serious circles because of my controversial views.
Yeah.
And they finally get on stage at the Festival of Dangerous Ideas. All cats are girls.
Boo! Waves, too much even for us!
Waves them down. But all dogs are boys.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
But that means that.
Panties hitting the stage.
Yeah, everyone's wearing away their chins from rubbing them so hard.
Yeah, they're touching
the other hand is grabbing the panties. that video of the guy sucking himself off is great because it's the most unpleasant it's looked. Because he wasn't getting any purchase on the thing and it wasn't hard enough. He was basically just kind of arcing it. He wasn't getting much of a purchase. He was just he was bending it. So the middle of the dick went up.
Yes. And also, like, the other thing, I was, you know what I was really hoping when you told me about this video?
What?
Because what he's doing is he's like, his arms are kind of wrapped around his thighs to bend him over.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that he just had like the spinal strength that he would just be like leaning down and his arms would be just free flapping while he was sucking his dick.
He's just doing the devil's crunch with limp arms.
Yes. That's what I really wanted.
That would be so good.
I would have really liked that, but
whenever you see a guy with a six pack, that's why.
Yeah.
He's doing the hands-free self-suck. He's crunching right into it. Also of note, he's wearing a backwards baseball cap and AirPods, and what I would give to know what
just
he's listening
crazy.
To.
Crazy.
Just chilling out to Radiolab. Oh, I didn't know that whales could feel that, or whatever they're talking about now.
I didn't know whales could feel that? What are they doing? What, hatred?
Well, water? I don't know.
Yeah, do they know they're in water?
Probably. I mean, you'd hope so. Because every time they go up to the sky, they're like, oh, wow, this water's strange. And you can breathe it. You know that whales can actually breathe water. They're just snobs. They don't want the air after all the other fish have gotten through with it. So they'd rather die than breathe air that a shark's had through it.
I'm pretty sure some whales, when they... when they splooge, not to be blue, but that they...
not to be sperm.
Not to be blue whale.
Yeah, not to be sperm whale.
Not to be... Yeah.
Damn, Jemmy. Both of those jokes are killer whale.
Yeah, it's good.
Thanks.
I think I beluga that one.
Orca, eh?
Oh,
I think we are a test case in like brain damage being contagious, or we are like a walking gas leak where we've made each other.
I think
going to sleep next to each other has sapped our IQ and put it somewhere else.
Yeah, I think our pheromones are just stupidity.
Yeah.
It's lucky we found each other so no one else has to get it.
Yeah. Anyway, now that we're over that hump, let's get back to the whale story.
So when a whale splooges out that nasty stuff from their free willy.
Shame on you. Oh, this sucks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. That sucks, man.
The one with the white one, Captain Ahab.
Yeah. Great. Moby Dick.
Moby Dick, yeah.
Anyway, what happens when they splooge?
Why are all the fucking whales named after schlongos?
I don't know.
Free Willy, Moby Dick. What's next? Cock whale? The story of the cock whale? Sorry, penis fish?
Uh-huh.
Is that what's the next one?
Yeah, that's good.
I'm pretty sure there's some whales that sploof out a whole ton of stunk.
Wow.
When they do it. Can you check?
I guess they are like us.
Pretty sure I heard that once.
How much maybe do a book whales or a TV come? Show. Seems, okay, I've just Googled how much do whales come. Apparently the answer is not what? As much as they'd like. The average blue whale produces over 400 gallons of sperm when it ejaculates, but only 10% of that actually makes it into his mate. So, 360 gallons.
And his mate's like, oh, bro, nah, don't.
Well, you were supposed to do it on the krill, dude. And then the last of us to get there has to eat the krill.
Soggy krill. It's already so wet.
So about 360 gallons are spilled into the ocean every time. And this is the article's.
Oh, yeah, and this is the ocean we swim in, yes?
Yeah, this is the article's wording. Every time one unloads.
Oh,
the blue whale penis. I mean, it's the largest penis in the animal kingdom. And maybe because of that, it's large enough to have its own separate Wikipedia page.
Oh, God.
Has an average penis length of about 2.5 meters.
Is it prehensile? 3 meters.
No, it's just regular.
Fuck!
Oh, that sucks.
No.
Wow.
How much does it weigh, though? I mean, it's 360 gallons. How much does that weigh, do you think? Is a gallon a kilo?
Isn't gallon a fluid measure of liquid?
Yeah, but sometimes
so
it
doesn't
can be a kilo, depending on how thick. The
yeah, but
comes.
We don't know. Yeah, exactly. So we don't.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. What do you think?
What do I think?
A gallon of whale cum, do you think it would be a kilo?
I don't fucking know, man.
We're making an educated guess.
No. That's my guess.
Oh, I thought you wouldn't guess.
Right, no. No, I've guessed, and my guess is that it's not.
Right,
I think it's probably a different way.
Thank you for respecting me enough to enjoy my game.
No problem. It is believed that it uses...
why don't you fucking find out? Don't just believe it, all right? Prove it to me.
Do the hard yards, Wikipedia. Yeah. Get in there and jerk that whale off.
I mean, I'm researching it right now. The least you could do is also research it.
It is believed, they are stated, to be tough and fibrous.
What,
it is
penis?
Believed that it uses the elasticity of its penis tissue to get an erection and not from any blood flow, though this hypothesis has not been confirmed by any scientific study. So we got a whole bunch of ugly scientists going down there.
Trying to, it can't be me.
Yeah, trying to woo whales with like a coconut bra and a wig.
You're just thinking Aloha
Oi. Yeah, they're putting a big coconut bra in a submarine and being like, this time for sure. it doesn't work. The wig keeps getting wet. The submarine keeps looking like shit. No one wants to fuck this submarine.
The lipstick isn't waterproof. You just laughed your hat off, bud. Some hat fell off. He threw his head back.
A whole bunch of male scientists being like, if only someone would invent waterproof makeup. They're just there daubing like watercolor paint onto the front of the submarine.
Yeah, oh, female God. Scientists can't stop buying shoes, so they're not down there, you know.
That's good. Could you say that again, please?
All the female scientists aren't down there because they're too busy buying shoes.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I was just checking the levels of you in the thing. I was worried that they were soft.
Yeah, the female scientists are all...
Can you, like, speak into the mic?
I'm trying to. I've got a cat on me.
Okay.
Can we just end the episode?
Yeah, sure. Hey, it's Tom, just back here for one post-episode clarification. I looked more closely after we finished, and apparently blue whales come about 20 litres, not 400 gallons. That's from the 400 gallons thing is from a scam email that was part of like some kind of fucking Father's Day joke thing. Anyway, so enjoy the episode. I hope that factual inaccuracy didn't affect your enjoyment of it.
But does the 20 liters weigh a ton?
Yeah, it's a very dense 20 liters. All right, thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll do everything in our power to get little Demi back to fighting fit shape.
Oh, my God, you are such a fucking asshole.
But if you really want to help her on her way, she was saying off mic that she'd really love you to check out her Twitch channel.
You're a piece of shit. You're a fucking piece of shit.
Anyway, we got a bunch of stuff. BigSoftTitty.png on Patreon. Patreon.com/BigSoftTitty. All one word.
Can't wait for the fucking tweets you get about that shit that you just pulled.
Please help us make Demi feel better.
She's ever so sad. Oh, the only thing that'll get that black pupper away from her is a few subs to that. Anyway, yeah, thanks for listening. Check out all the shit. You know where it is. Unless you don't, in which case,
figure it
out. No worries,
out.
Man. All right.
Love you, bye.
Love you. I love you.
Do you?
I think I just intercepted the love you meant for the listeners, right? I love you, Demi.
I love you, Tom.
All right. Bye.